Well, I was definitely going to keep that as the intro, except you swore, and I don't feel like editing the podcast, so we're going to start over.
Wait, when did I swear?
Think about it. Like when your nephew came home and started his nose bleeding.
Oh.
You dropped an F-bomb on me.
Okay, well that wasn't
so
my
tell
fault.
So tell us again about how your nephew just gushes blood from the nostrils at a whim, and that's pretty sweet.
Oh.
Or we could just skip to the show. However you want to do it, Travis. You're the man.
I'm just laughing at you right now.
That's the whole point, Travis. That's the plan. That's what I've been doing. I've actually been this character, this like whiny character that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Not just because that's the mood I'm in, because I feel like both. But it's the character I've been doing on the stream the last couple of days. People seem to really enjoy it. The whiny Samus. I don't know why. I don't know. It's so bad. I want to die. It's the worst. Oh my god! Alright, it's better now. Troll cards. Troll cards, Travis. Oh, hi, I'm Samus, he's Travis. And we're Two Trolls and a Brew, a podcast about shenanigans. Also, sometimes comedy. Mostly shenanigans.
Sometimes magic.
Once in a while, magic. We try to make that a theme. Sometimes it works. Okay, so the title of the show is what?
PTQ.
And the subtitle is what?
Obviously, I'm gonna win.
Obviously. Why did we even think about it?
Yeah, why is anyone else competing? Just give me the title right now.
I think there's a rule that is not a very well-known rule. But if your opponents are unable to finish the match in a timely manner, then they forfeit.
Oh, kind of like that one time Gabe had a seizure?
Yes, it was just like that one time Gabe had a seizure. Except, I'm not getting peed on because you're over there. That was the worst. He totally peed on me.
But we forgive him.
I do, because reasons. And he's got a cute tushy.
Okay. Have fun with
that. I mean, I assume... I'm just drawing a mental image for the listeners. Now, listener.
Now, except, everybody left.
Oh, I know.
Does Gabe listen to these podcasts?
I have no idea. I have no idea. He should. We just talked about him. He's internet famous for 2 seconds.
Life goals.
I mean, there's tens of people listening to this podcast right now. Probably fives. Maybe tens. Maybe 11s. Probably 11s.
I hope they all enjoy you getting peed on as much as I do.
Oh, man, it's the best. It's the best. All right, so troll cards of the week.
I'm going with Harbinger of Tides.
Okay. Is that the bounce guy?
Yeah.
I like the bounce guy.
And I'm playing it in the... And I have decided I'm going to play the blue-green deck. The blue-green...
The flash?
Yeah, the flash deck.
Or the, hold on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hero of the multiverse.
And this time I am actually bringing a sideboard to the event.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I might have...
Say it ain't so.
I may have some answers.
Wow, this is insane.
Because for 2 extra mana, he's flashy.
That's true. That's true. So, I'm going to give you my troll card of the week, and you can't hang up.
Okay.
Promise?
I will attempt to promise.
No, I won't tell you if you're going to just hang up in frustration at me.
Because
there's a reason. There's a reason.
Tell me the reason first.
Okay, so I'm playtesting with Rivington, right?
Okay.
And basically, and I've been writing down the reasons why I've either won or lost.
Okay.
And out of like 20 matches, probably 20 matches, this card is... Basically, if it comes down, it beats me.
Oh.
It seems like every single game. Sometimes I can beat one, but usually not two.
All right.
Now, can you guess what the card is?
Well, I cannot. Is it an Eldrazi?
It is an Eldrazi. It's Thought Not Seer.
Oh, I don't see how that's a troll card, but I mean, it's definitely an
awesome
card.
Because you play it, You play it, and you look at their hand, and you take their best card, and then you say, your turn, and they go, oh, this is sad. And you go, oh, wait, before the end of my turn, I make it a 9-9 because by tapping these lands and equipping this Soulfire Blade. And you look at Remington, and you say, I wish I had a time machine so I can go back in time and punch myself in my own penis so I could not have intercourse with your mother that day because you just hurt me so bad. Oh, that's not true. I love my son. I'm just tired of Thought Not Seer kicking me in the nuts. Thought Not Seer is, like, the worst. I've literally warped my entire world around this card. It's really affected me in a way that I don't think people understand.
Why don't you have I'm looking at the list for that deck right now that you shared. Why don't you have the land that puts a counter on a creature?
It's in there. That's the Ruins? This list. This yeah, the Ruins of Warrenskeef. That yeah, he's running four.
Oh, okay, it's just not on the list that you're,
yeah,
okay.
It's not on this list. Yeah, it's not on the MTG Goldfish list.
Well, then never mind.
It's also now running two of the Gain Life lands for the colorless,
yes.
Tomb of the Spirit Dragons.
I love that card.
Yeah, he's. I wish I would have told him that I was playing that deck now, and he was playing something else.
Yeah, but he loves that deck, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's right up his alley.
Colorless blue.
He's crushing me all day, every day. It's not fun for me. That's not true. I win a couple of games. It really comes down to how many removal spells I can cast in a turn. Because I have to be able to kill the Thought Not Seer.
Right.
So, yeah. Sometimes I have to be able to cast one. Sometimes I have to be able to cast two. But you can also get rid of it prematurely with Transgress the Minds. It's actually one of the reasons I want to have a discussion point with you.
Okay.
Despise. My current sideboard runs two Duresses and two Despise.
Right.
Or no, sorry, two Duresses, not Despise. And I'm really inclined to run two Despises in the sideboard for when I want to go up to more removal spells. Right now I have six discard spells in the main. Two Duress and three Transgress the Minds.
Alright.
And I want to, I think, sometimes, especially a deck like this, or perhaps something like, I'm trying to think of the correct name now so people know what the words I'm trying to form. Like Collected Company, Duress is still probably fine, but against something like Hardened Scales,
yeah,
it would be better to have the Despise. Same thing like this Mono Blue, Colorless List. Same thing like there's a lot of decks. Creatures are very prevalent right now. Some decks run more or less than others, but there's almost always a good target in hand, I feel. Well, there's not always going to be a target for Duress. Anno, please expand on this thought. Convince me how wrong I am or right I am.
Honestly, I think I would still go, let's see, with your Mardu Green, I would go with more Duress for control matches or mirror matches that have ample removal, because with the Mardu Green that you're running, your creatures just beat almost every other creature.
That's mostly true. To me, the question comes down to, in the mirror, it comes down to who lands the Chandra first,
right,
and can keep it, where in a against these other creature decks with such early pressure, being able to get rid of, like, their 3-drop on turn 1, say, like, playing Remington on this colorless, right? If he goes first, He plays the Orin Reef tapped, right? So then I play a tapped land. He plays a blue pain land.
Mm-hmm.
Says go. I untap. I play another tapped land, right? Most of the time. Sometimes I can duress, but I'm probably not going to catch anything because his hand's all creatures. And at end of turn, he flashes in the 2-1 flyer with haste, or 2-1 flyer.
Yeah.
And then on turn 3, he plays all the flyer that makes a Scion token when it comes into play, Sky Spawner.
Yeah.
And now on turn 3, I'm facing down 5 power. Right? And then if I don't have a way to deal with the Thought Not Seer on 4, which he can play it on 4 and make it a 5-5, like, I'm in real trouble.
Yeah.
Even with the main deck sweepers. So, I don't know. It makes me want to
see that.
It makes me want to kind of, like, be able to fine-tune some of the...
I don't know, maybe just do 3-3.
Well, and again, I'm thinking about doing them in the sideboard swap positions. So, there's going to be matches where I want all 8 dispel effects. Not muted, right? No. Okay. And I would still sideboard in the despises in the matchups where I want the 8 discard effects. But, because again, I feel like I'm going to hit something. I died.
I don't know. I just kind of think that.
Can you not hear me?
You shouldn't dedicate your decision on a sideboard based off of your son's deck when it's the only one that is going to be playing that way. I think that you should actually go around what's more prevalent in the meta instead of just what you've been losing to against the one deck. But that's just my thoughts on that.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Hang on. All right. Okay. So, we're back from small technical difficulties.
I have no clue what was happening.
My half of the conversation recorded, which is really awkward because it, like, syncs up like we're both having a conversation, but it turns out it was totally one-sided.
Huh.
So, yeah. No, it was weird. But the last thing we were talking about was despise versus duress.
Yeah.
And so I went ahead and I grabbed my sideboard here. I just want to kind of share it. Right now I have 1 Den Protector, 1 Utter End, 1 Duress, or 1 Roast, 2 Duress, 1 Kolaghan's Command, which probably could actually get cut. 1 Omnixilus Reignited, because I think he's great. And basically he comes in like every control mirror ever.
Yeah.
I have 1 Sarkhan. I don't know. I like him. I bring him in again in the control matchup kind of situations, or when I know I'm the big control deck. I have 1 Goblin Dark Dwellers here in the side. I moved it. I'm trying a 2nd Chandra in the main, but I think I'm going to go back to 4 Goblin Dark Dwellers and 2 Chandras. That's another question I wanted to bring up later. 1 Anafins of the Foremost, 1 Kalidus, 1 Flaying Tendrils, 1 Outpost Siege, and 1 Infinite Obliteration. And then if you were counting along, that's 14 cards. I hadn't really decided what's going on. Like I said, I was thinking about running some number of additional Planeswalkers just to be able to sideboard into them if I need them. But, so like I said, it really boils down to me. Like you said, the metagame, right? What's in the metagame? Well, the metagame's got a lot of creature decks in it right now. Like, a lot. And it makes me wonder if a, you know, 2 Duress in the sideboard and 2 Despise in the sideboard wouldn't be worth it for certain matchups where you're going to want to either augment or just totally change up your discard package.
Right.
So I just don't know. It could be anything. That being said, like I said, I kind of want to ask you about 2 Chandras. it's something that Hunter suggested, is going up to two Chandras. I personally don't care for that. So far in testing, it just turns out to be like the worst card I have in my opening hand. It's like, oh, well, this is like a mulligan to six without taking a mulligan. Or it's the card that I hope that I will draw, but I just don't find. Because, or I do have it in my hand, and I have six mana, but it's just too slow. It's not going to get the job done.
Right.
I just, I don't know. I almost want to go back down to one and just go back up on the Goblin Dark Dwellers, because I am running five draw spells in the main. So
see Abs and Read the Bones.
Yeah, the Charms and the Read the Bones, right. So, like I said, I'm real tempted just to go back up another Goblin Dark Dweller, because recycling a spell out of your graveyard for essentially free is just massive.
Right.
So,
I mean, with Dark Dwellers, it's a 4/4 with Menace, plus you get to cast Crackling Doom again.
It narrows down to what you've already played before, but
right.
Yeah, like, there was a lot of games yesterday, for example, where I chose to earlier on in the game exile a large number of my spells to Murderous Cut a Thought Not Seer in response to, you know, him playing it and taking my card out of my hand.
Right.
It was my only removal spell at the time. And it was like Murderous Cut, two Goblin Dark Dwellers, and what's the spell called? The discard spell. Transgress the Mind.
Okay.
And it transgressed the mind. Well, it was the last card in his hand. So he would just draw and play whatever he drew. So I just got in a situation where I could get no value out of my Goblin Dark Dwellers, and I had to just run them out as a 4/4 creature, which is still fine, but at the same time, I think it would be better just to have that extra one and try to be a little bit more lenient on the exiling my graveyard kind of situation. Because if at any time I could have drawn two more cards, I think I would have been right back in the game. Or, you know, anything that could have put me a card or two ahead, I think just would have got there. Because he had his, what is it? I forget what it's called. Let you draw, Seagate Wreckage maybe? Let you draw an extra card if your hand is empty.
Yeah.
And pay like 3 mana.
It's 2.
4 mana. But, he was just drawing two cards a turn and just dumping his hand every turn, and I was basically drawing one, hoping to get value out of this Goblin Dark Dweller.
Right.
And just, there was no value to be had. So, I don't know. Again, it's the same question. Chandra, you know, would have been good in the top deck mode at that situation, maybe. It wouldn't have been able to stop a 4/4 or a 5/5 Thought Not Seer. But it would have at least given me the ability to start attacking, at least for 3 a turn. Maybe took some turns off of him just sitting back, sitting behind his, you know, his 5/5 guy and something else. And that I didn't want to trade with. And just kind of chilling there, drawing two cards a turn. I don't know. I'm torn. How do you feel about 6 mana Planeswalkers? How many do you think you should run?
Well, when it was Elspeth, I'd say 4.
Sure.
But since
he was great,
since Chandra, she is significantly less powerful than Elspeth, but she is powerful in her own right, I'd say just 2. Because unless you're using her as your primary win condition, which Mardu Green won't be, I don't think she's all that necessary. However, if you're using her like in a blue-red mill deck, or actually just any control form where those two elementals are your win condition, then I'd say run 4. But until then,
sure,
she's not.
Like I said, the question isn't between you know, 2 and 4. The question is between 1 and 2
at
this particular moment in time. And like I said, I had to cut a Goblin Dark Dweller to run the second one. And in testing, so far, it just hasn't paid off.
Right.
That being said, I'm not testing the widest field. I'm doing a lot of theory crafting. I'm also watching some other people play it a lot, or play variations of it a lot, and seeing what they run into. And like I said, I think it really does boil down to how often you're going to have six mana and get the Chandra and a turn that you can play it. And the, to me, so far, those have just been a lot less frequent than I would like. So I'm not sure. Anyway, let's boil some things down here real quick. The Sun is playing blue Eldrazi. Like I said before, Thought Not Seer is insane. The tap land to add a 1-1 counter to a colorless thing that came into play this turn is insane. The ability to just, like, run out a couple of bad creatures on 2 and 3. And then, you know, either, like, trade them up or do something insane and then slap down the... was it Ruination Guide? Give all of them plus one power.
Yeah.
Is just, again, insane. This deck is very good. I wish I would have decided to play it instead of the other deck after doing some testing. But I think it'll be... This kind of style is right up his alley. So I think if one of the two of us are going to do better with it than the other, I think it'll be him taking it down this weekend. So you decided on your Flash deck.
Yeah.
Have you got any new spicy things for us, or is it basically the same list that you had last week?
I believe it's the exact same list, well, with the exception of a few things. I have decided to take out Kiora's.
Okay, that seems odd to me. I felt like Kiora just made the total sense in that deck, right?
Well, when I was playing, whenever I sideboarded, she was one of the first things to come out. It was her and the big six drop thing, the one that brought the three dudes, or the dude with three mana.
Okay, right.
But
yeah, I was not a fan of that guy.
So I've dropped Kiora just down to two, like not entirely cutting her out. And then I was torn between the Ice Feather Haven and the Harbinger of Tides, but I decided on the Harbinger because you can bounce the creature after it attacks for 4 mana, while the Ice Feather Haven, it's going to cost 5 mana to do the same thing, and that's not necessarily a 100% guarantee.
Oh, because it can get shocked?
Right.
Okay.
Or, you know...
Because it just bounces anything, right?
Yeah, it bounces...
Where the other one just taps a tapped creature?
Yeah, it bounces a tapped creature.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels close, but...
Like, the only advantage is...
I could see either way.
Like, okay, so the bird... Well, it has the advantage that it flies, but it has a disadvantage that it is... going to take the 2 mana, or the 2 colors. But even then, a 2-color deck, that's not really a hard thing to do.
No, I think it comes down to whether or not you want to play a... If you ever think that the mode of a 2-2 flyer for 2 is going to be better than a 2-2 ground creature that may have bounced a tap creature. So, in an ideal world, right, like, turn one is what? What's your ideal turn one play?
My ideal turn one play is Lumbering Falls.
All right, and your ideal turn two play is what?
It's either Sylvan Advocate or Absolutely Nothing. And then at the end of their turn, Dimensional Infiltrator.
Okay. So, in a... ideal world, you're still not playing either one of those creatures on turn two.
Right.
But now, let's pretend your hand is, you know, that guy's in your hand.
The Harbinger?
The Flyer, or the either one.
Okay.
What's the likelihood you're going to play one of those two creatures on turn two?
See, this is where I'm, you know, kind of just debating on it, because at the very worst, the Ice Featherhaven is a flying bear, which
Correct. That's
not bad at all.
No.
But at the same time, if they're playing an aggro deck, I can still pay the two blue mana to bounce their creature if, you know, they have their turn two before I do, and they've already, you know, laid down their attack.
Sure. If they have a one drop that they could attack with.
Right. So,
which doesn't really happen.
Unless I'm playing a Tarka red.
Sure. I mean, there's a possibility there.
Or
that you could, what, bounce a Monastery Swiss Spear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
that
even then, it still kind of
slows them down half a step.
Yeah. Which, this deck is more about.
I guess for me, the question is, this deck's running Collected Companies, right?
Yeah. Got to play set.
So which is, what's better off the Collected Companies?
The Harbinger.
Probably the Harbinger, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. They're very close. I would probably err on the side of the Harbinger. But it is super close.
Yeah, and I could see
both. I could see both ways.
I also have to figure out where I'm going to get, or where I'm going to put the Den Protectors.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. I mean, it's all a challenge, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's a lot of weird ones there. So, we're just going to have to win the GPs and figure out what worked best for us.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
Hopefully next weekend that's where we'll be.
Right.
So, my nose is starting to act up really bad. So, let's move on to spoilers. Shadows over Innistrad. MTG Salvation has 59 listed, and it doesn't look like there's a bunch of these are lands.
Salvation has 67.
All right, well, what I'm clicking on says 50, it does say 67 down here, but it only says 59 up there. So
well, it's probably
the flip cards,
yeah,
maybe?
Day and nights, or whatever you want to call them.
The double-sided cards?
Yeah.
So why don't you flip through these and tell me what you think is your favorite so far?
All right. So far... Well, for going power-wise, which, I mean, I guess some people like to play with power. Obviously, the Archangel Avacyn is pretty damn powerful. But we're not going power-wise, and we're just going, I don't know, flavor-wise? If we're just going flavor-wise, I really like Thing in the Ice.
Thing in the Ice?
Yeah.
See, just kind of skimming through this list, you know, my favorite probably is Brain in a Jar so far. But I definitely also really like Declaration in Stone. Exile target creature and all other creatures that controller controls the same name as that creature.
Yeah.
You do get to investigate for each non-token creature exiled this way. So investigate means put a colorless clue artifact token onto the battlefield that says pay two, sacrifice it, draw a card. So we're probably going to have some artifacts matter stuff going on in this block.
Right.
But still, you could, you know, in a world filled with goblin tokens, you can get rid of a series of goblin tokens. You can get rid of Thought Not Seer. You can get rid of a lot of things. It's basically the white. Now I'm trying to think of what it's called. It's the green, black, and a colorless sorcery. It does the same thing. But I can't think of what it's called right off the top of my head. Something pulse, I feel like. But anyway, I like these kind of removal spells. I mean, you get rid of one thing, you exile it. Sure, they get a little bit of a thing back, where they can draw another card if they spend two extra mana. But to me, that one's very exciting for a white spell.
Right.
I also really like this Just the Wind.
I'm in the black section right now.
You're in the black section?
Yeah.
It sounds like you.
Yeah.
So what do you see in the black section that's making you randy?
Well, and it's right beside Relentless Dead. Which, okay, that
Take
card...
the brain?
No, on the other side.
Oh, Shambling Pack?
Shamble Back.
Shamble Back.
Where, for one black, at sorcery speed, you exile a creature card from a graveyard and get a 2/2 zombie, and you gain 2 life. And that's a common.
Sure.
That's pretty relevant against, what's the deck?
We're talking about Rally?
Yeah.
Rally's probably not going to make it through through this set. Because it loses Rally.
It does?
Which, yeah.
Wasn't that...
Rally's in con.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Either way, this card is still awesome.
Yeah, it's still a fine card. It's just, I don't think if you leave it in that bubble, it's going to matter terribly much.
I don't know the cycles.
Anyway, as I was saying, Just the Wind, it's a blue and a colorless for an instant. Return target creature to its owner's hand. So it's like your normal Snap or Boomerang or whatever that they've been printing lately, except this has Madness, pay a blue. So I'm very excited for this. I'm also very excited for Madness. There's usually some very sweet Madness cards.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Fiery Temper is back in common, so discard it. Does 3 damage to target creature or player. That one's very, very strong. Looks like Lightning Axe is back.
Yep.
It's also very strong. So we're going to have these really exciting discard synergies coming up, too. So I'm kind of excited. Madness is one of my more favorite things, especially because you can just draw cards, right? Like if you it doesn't matter when you discard it. If you discard it, then you can pay the ability and play it.
Right.
So if you discard to maximum hand size, you can play it. If you discard because of someone says discard this card, you can play it. It gives you a huge advantage for. What is presumably a disadvantage.
I just want them to bring back Faceless Looting in this set.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Oh, no, it's definitely not. I said that
one, too. It'd be kind of exciting. I think the real standout right now is this new Fetchland, Warped Wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
Or Warped Landscape, sorry. With the fetch lands rotating out, the world is going to change, right? So this ability to have a colorless mana on turn one and later in the game pay 2 to go dig out a basic land could be very important and exciting. But more importantly, it fixes basic lands for all these other multicolored decks in the future. I think this is a good card. The more things that we have to go and get a basic land or a basic land type and put them into play, the better, I personally feel. I think there's a lot of interesting potentials in here. We also looks like we have a colorless shock for 4 mana, which is pretty expensive, but as you can pay it over 2 turns, it's pretty good.
Right.
What else kind of stands out? Anything else in here really, like, jumps out at you?
Pour Over the Pages, that's what it's called.
Pour Over the Pages.
Hold on.
Is that...
Let me try and find it again.
Is it a blue card? It sounds like a
blue
card.
Blue.
It is a blue card.
Pour Over the Pages. For 5 mana, you draw 3, untap 2 lands, then discard a card. So...
That's kind of exciting.
So essentially, draw 3, untap 2 of the lands that you tapped, and then play a Madness spell. That's essentially what I got out of that. So, I mean, Pour Over the Pages and Just the Wind is going to be great together, because
Well, for 3 mana, no, make it 4 mana since you're going to activate the, or you're going to pay the just the wind cost, you know, whatever.
I mean, sure, it's pretty solid.
Or even throw away Drolf's Masterpiece.
I guess that's not bad. I guess when I look at Pour Over the Pages, I see Bounce Land, you know, lands a tap for 2 mana, which I don't really think there's any big ones now.
No, there's not.
But there are big ones coming up in the very near future, probably, or at least there are in other formats. So I think this could be an exciting card in the future, especially for budget players
right.
who need to be able to do things to combo off. Yeah, I don't know. I missed Innistrad the first time around. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what it's like. I don't know, but
it's amazing. It's fun.
It could be pretty. It could be pretty interesting. Should we talk GP Detroit for a few minutes? I didn't watch any of it.
I was at work, so I didn't watch any of it.
It looks like there were a bunch of Eldrazi decks in the top 8 of the GPs this weekend.
What? Hold on.
I know, right?
I'm interrupting you for Linvala, Keeper of Silence.
I believe that is what took down the tournament, actually, was this Azban company.
Yeah, well, I just saw Linvala, and I'm like, yeah, get it, girl. Awesome.
Let's see.
Yeah, the Abzan company is what.
Ralph Beatish. So, yep. However you say
yeah,
it. He took down the event with the collected company, which basically is your. Oh, now I'm trying to think of the name. It is your.
Common
what?
Pod.
Yeah, pod. Thank you. It's your. Malaria pod or whatever combo without the pod. So pretty interesting stuff. I know we got a couple of guys at the arena taking a look at it and just putting it together. So I'm pretty excited. Like, I own a lot of these cards now, minus a couple things here or there. So it could turn into a modern deck for me, actually. And I love me some Wallaroots, so anything with Wallaroots in it's got to be good. Other decks were, like you said, the blue-white Eldrazi.
There's 4 of those.
A Storm List
yep.
made it.
And then 2 red-green Eldrazi.
And then, like you said, the red-green Eldrazi's also made the list. So, kind of an exciting weekend. I will say this. I was able to catch a couple people Facebook posting their experiences from GP Detroit. And apparently Detroit is not only in shambles in the city, it's also a shambles inside the construction or inside the convention center. People were sending tweets and Facebook posts of actually stepping into the equivalent of potholes inside of the convention center.
Yep.
So, you know, Definitely a exciting, interesting place to hold a GP, like the shithole of the United States. No offense to any of you who live in Detroit, but you probably agree with me, it's the shithole of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, it's just how quickly that place is deteriorating. I mean, even more so than it already is. It's just obscene that they would think, no, this is a great idea. Let's just hold it here, because obviously this is where, you know, greatness is. So I just don't understand why they chose there.
Yeah, I mean, political correctness, I'm sure, right?
It's irrelevant if you want to. No. Like, it's just, when I'm playing Magic, I don't want to be playing Magic surrounded by garbage. I don't want the possibility of me getting hepatitis to be a thing. So, Why?
Oh, come on now, you don't have to get shots to go to Detroit.
I mean, yeah, you'll get shot there. But that's not the point. The point is, when I'm playing, I want it to be in an enjoyable environment. Because,
I mean, the slogan's like travel the world, right?
That's great, travel the world. But instead of traveling the world, how about we travel the world to places that aren't reminiscent of worse than third world countries?
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
They could have gone 2 hours to the west and been in Chicago.
Which you could also get shot.
Yeah,
but
at least
I get what you mean.
At least it's a thriving economy there, and there are nice places to be there. I mean,
sure.
I've been to Detroit when I used to travel to Michigan with to see my family, and you know, I went to Detroit 1 year, and it was, at the time, there was places that were really amazing, and then you'd stay away from the ghetto, but as the time has gone on, after, you know, the auto industry crashed and all that other garbage started happening.
You can say it. You can say it. It's fine. 60 years of Democratic rule.
Yeah. Well, like I said, garbage. it's just, it seems that everywhere in Detroit is now 8 Mile.
I mean, you're not wrong, from what I've seen, and I would say, like, they're equivalent areas in Kansas City, and
right.
You're talking about places you can buy for a dollar. Kansas City actually had houses for sale where if you bought them and you bought them for a dollar, they would actually give you $30,000 to renovate the house. I'm sure it was part of some sort of social contract where you had to live there for so long and whatnot, and you had to prove that money went to house repairs or whatever. But the point is that, you know, you're living in a place where people are stealing the copper pipes out of your basement or the wiring out of your walls to try to pay for their, you know, whatever it is that they feel like is a necessity. And it's just a scary world there, and I would not want to go visit there and play Magic.
Right.
Which is ironic, because a lot of pros were like, I don't know if I want to go to Detroit, or if I just want to stay home and work on stuff. And I'm like, go to Detroit!
Like,
might be double or self-serving, I guess.
And, you know, that's the thing with every large city. You know, when I say large city, I mean a city that has 1 million people or more. There's always going to be slums. You know, the
right.
Places that you just don't want to go there at all. And
I guess our point is that the entire city is one
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, the entire city has become a slum. And, yeah, there may be millionaires, you know, profiting off of, you know, certain businesses that are there. But when...
You mean like the liquor store on every corner?
Yeah, well, that and, you know, sports teams. But when an entire city is just considered a slum and the majority of people are just commuting, it's no longer a city worth living in. It's no longer a city that you can count as valuable. So why would you purposely send people there, or, you know, purposely hold an event there that you're trying to, you know, especially when you're trying to set yourself off as a professional event?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a thing of political correctness, I think. It's just, I don't know. I'm not sure who exactly is in charge of these things, but I think that sometimes a lot of businesses right now, well, that or, like I said, I just feel like it's probably somebody who's living in the politically correct world, and they're like, oh, maybe if we build this GP in Detroit, it'll be a big boost for the economy, and everyone will get to see what Detroit is looking like and how the recovery is going on down there. Because you hear about all this recovery, And man, we turned this show right into a political mess that I didn't want to.
Right.
But basically, you hear about this recovery, but realistically, when you actually look at it, you have like a 3-block or 4-block radius where this recovery has quote-unquote happened, and then you just instantly are surrounded by the ghetto again.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sure where the convention center is located, whether or not it was in this good part of town, but I guarantee you none of these people got in a cab and took a 15 or 20-minute drive away from the convention center outside of the, you know, downtown area.
Right.
Because it just wouldn't have been a good idea.
I mean, honestly, it's just, it's really sad to see a city that was as great as Detroit looking worse than New Orleans after Katrina.
I mean, it was the jewel of the country, right?
Yeah.
Like, nothing could touch it. All these crazy policies could do no harm. They were going to succeed and show the country the path forward into the shiny model of the future. And instead, we got a, whoa, let's not do that.
Right.
In my opinion. So, man, we're really ragging on them today.
Well, they deserve it. I mean, not the people of Detroit. When I say they deserve it, I mean whoever set up the Pro Tour in this certain area.
Correct. I would agree.
They deserve
the people of Detroit that have been voting the way they've been voting for the last 6 years, they deserve it. But there are innocent people in that city who do not deserve it, just happen to be born there and are unwilling to just leave.
Right.
Like, it doesn't cost that much to just leave. Just go.
It doesn't.
Like, you could go anywhere. There are jobs. We are literally giving jobs to anybody. A friend of mine sent me a text message the other day. He's like, hey, is your company hiring? I said, well, I just put in my 2 weeks notice, so yeah. He's like, oh, never mind. I would need a ride to and from work every day. And I'm like, oh, well, then probably not the place for you. And then, like, 2 seconds of looking online, I'm like, hey, here's a place that's kind of close to where you live. They're looking for help. He's like, oh, sweet, thanks, man. So it's just a matter of people not really taking the opportunities to look around and see what's available.
Right.
And that's in small-town Salina, Kansas. So if you were to go someplace like where you're living, I mean, you had like 5 jobs. Like,
I'm on my third job in, oh, what is it? Like, I moved here, well, June. So, less than a year, I've had 3 jobs that I have, and 2 of which I've been at for more than 3 months each.
And I don't want to say that you're just rotating jobs. What I'm trying to say is you went out, you looked for work.
And I got work.
You got work.
Yeah.
And you, for people who haven't looked at Travis, I don't know if there's a picture of Travis over on his Facebook, or not his Facebook, his Twitter feed, Turtle Power 319,
yeah.
Right? Turtle Power 319.
My entire head is tattooed.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get at. Your entire head is tattooed.
I have a tattoo on my neck. I have, you know, I always have a full beard. My arm is tattooed. I just have tattoos everywhere. People say that it's difficult to get a job when you have tattoos. It's not difficult. You just have to look.
Right.
And
there are jobs.
There's people who are just, you know, they're going to complain about not wanting a certain job because it's beneath them. You know what? No job is beneath you when you're stuck between eating out of a trash can or, you know, sleeping on a bed for a night.
Right. I would agree. All right, well, now we'll stop ragging on those people who feel like they're underemployed, and we'll wrap up the show. How about we do that? My nose is starting to bother me again.
That works.
So I found some more pre-done would-you-rather questions.
Okay.
And some of these are in honor of Innistrad, I think kind of Halloween-themed, a little bit spooky, perhaps. So, Travis, would you rather meet a vampire or meet a werewolf?
Now, when I'm meeting the werewolf, is it transformed?
Let's say, like, man-wolf form.
Then I would rather meet a vampire.
You'd rather meet a vampire than a man-wolf?
Yeah, because, I mean, werewolves, they don't really necessarily have control over who they, or, you know, what they do. Vampires are more in control.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, then how about this? Would you rather be a vampire or be a werewolf?
Oh, I'd rather be a werewolf. Because
I
only have that one, you know, like those, you know, couple days out of each month where I just have to lock myself up so I won't, you know, kill anybody. But as a vampire, you constantly have to be around people.
This is like the werewolves from Bitten, though. Like, you turn into a wolf whenever things get too stressful. So you gotta learn to keep your heart rate low and in check. It's like the Incredible Hulk kind of werewolf.
Well, I mean, as long as I can jump around and punch gods in the face, let's do it.
Okay. let's see. Would you rather sleep in a coffin or live inside of a giant pumpkin?
Is the pumpkin cleaned out?
Well, I mean, you could clean it out as part of the moving in process. You don't have to leave it, like seedy and stuff.
You know, I think I'd rather sleep inside of a coffin, because while that may be terrifying to some people, at least I won't be living inside of something that rots quicker than termite-infested wood.
Oh, that's true, that's true. Okay, so let's do one last one.
I might just say that stuff.
Would you rather have to eat 6 fish eyeballs or have to eat a frog?
They're both tasty.
Fish eyeballs are tasty?
Yes.
I've never had fish eyeballs. I've had frog legs.
Yeah, they both taste really good. So, I mean, I'm not sure where if this is supposed to be a downside question or not.
Oh, probably not. Probably not. Okay.
If that was the case, I'd still rather eat frog because they do taste like bird.
Well, I mean, the frog legs are delicious.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the rest of it that's probably less tasty.
Oh, it all tastes about the same.
Like, you pop it in your mouth and poops on your tongue, and you're like, tasty.
Okay, you're not just...
Delicious.
No, you have to gut it just like you do every other animal. You don't just... Sure. Whatever.
Oh, sure. Okay, so you're talking about a cleaned and prepared. I meant you just, like, reach into your fish tank and suck the eyeball right out of the fish.
Why the hell would anyone do that?
Or you reach into the fresh... You reach into the tank and you pop out a frog and you swallow it down.
No. No, that's... You don't do those things.
All right, well, let's do one last one because that one was less good than I thought it was going to be.
Right, you're just like, oh, no, that's right. Travis will eat the animal.
Okay, so this one I think is a little bit more intelligence based, I think. This one's not a spooky one. Would you rather I give you $1,000 today, or would you rather I give you $500 a month for the rest of your life?
Well, $500 a month.
Yeah. No, $50 a month.
Oh.
Did I say $500?
Yeah, you said $500.
I meant $50.
Right, either way, I'll take the $50 a month.
All right, how about 5?
Well, then I'll take 1,000.
You'll take 1,000? Jeez. You don't expect to live very long, huh?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, even...
Yeah, no, the smart money is the 50 a month.
Yeah, 50 a month, smart. Definitely, because I could, not even spend that. Or just use it for gas.
Like, I could easily put that into,
savings.
Into, I was going to say into Magic Online.
Oh, yeah, that'd
be easy. That'd be easy to do. Like, I could just... If someone were to give me $50 a month, I could easily do stuff. Speaking of, we did get a very generous offer for the live stream. One of our listeners offered to purchase me the cards I needed for my deck I'm planning on taking to this PPTQ so I could practice online. And I told him that was probably too much as I started looking it up because it would probably cost at least another $160 on Magic Online to buy what I didn't have on Magic Online. But it was a very generous offer, which makes me wonder if there are other generous people out there who are interested in helping us out. So with that in mind, we're going to get back on the T-shirt train and try to get that T-shirt up and flowing here in the next couple of months. Like I said, I left my evening job to focus on the stream and the T-shirt side of the business. So hopefully we'll get those kind of things up and running. We should hopefully have some Magic the Gathering T-shirts running soon. We still have the D20 T-shirts in stock. We really haven't started moving those online very much yet. My current boss told me he was going to do something, and then it's never happened. So I think I'm just going to have to step up and take care of it all myself, which is how I got frustrated at my other job.
You happen to have the Mold of Four shirt?
I do not yet, but I will be working on that in the next month as well.
Excellent.
That'll probably be the first one that we put together, actually, that I'll list out on the show. Good luck, Mold of Four.
Yeah, because I want that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have those up real soon. And then when they are available, they'll be for sale at hopefully samusgorobo.com, which is our homepage. Of course, you can also find us at ntgcast.com. Lots of exciting podcasts there. Looks like Monday Night Magic is starting to pick up the occasional guest host on Monday. So I might attempt to get in that rotation to help spread the word a little bit.
Oh!
Ooh!
I'm sorry, Monday Night Magic reminded me of something. But go on, finish your thing, and then I'll tell you about my thing.
Okay. If you want to be part of this show, like hopefully lots of you do, you can send us an email, the number 2trollsbrew@gmail.com, number 2trollsbrew@gmail.com. Of course, you could check out the Twitch feed, twitch.tv/SamusGorobo. I do stream every single day, Monday through Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. Depending on which day of the week it is, it's usually a different game, but I'm willing and able to talk about anything on any of the games. Just love to put it in the chat box. Other ways you can interact with the show, you can follow us at Twitter. I'm Samus Garobo, all one word, SamusGurobo. And he's TurtlePower319. If you'd like to check out his sweet Master Splinter tattoo, that is probably the easiest way to go. He does have that as his profile picture. Although his Skype picture is his Casey Jones on top of his head. It is super creepy. Maybe you should tweet out some update, not necessarily updated, but all the pictures of your head tattoos. All
right, I can do that.
I think that'd be pretty awesome this week. All right, do you have anything else you want to close with this weekend besides good luck in Mold of Four?
Yeah. So I actually did, you know, after talking to, you know, the majority of the players that I do here, I actually did find a place where they draft every Monday night.
Awesome.
So I'm actually...
You're going to be able to make some drafts.
Yep, and they do them for $10 a draft. So... The prize support isn't great, but it's still,
sure.
You know,
probably what, redraft the rares or whatever.
No, we keep the rares that we draft. Third place, depending on the amount of people, obviously, but a third place always gets one, second gets two, and then so on. I think the most they do is first place gets four, but either way,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good.
For a $10 draft, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, I think we're going to call that a show. Wish us luck this weekend. I'm going to need it. Travis clearly doesn't. He's clearly the master.
I'm winning everything this weekend.
He, in fact, he's going to throw in his a bid for the Republican nomination, and he's going to outwin Donald Trump here in the next couple of days.
Well,
so.
Yeah, because...
No need to worry.
Unlike him, I actually am great.
Oh, we got to get our Donald Trump hate on in this show, it seems like, lately.
I mean, we completely destroyed the Democrats in Detroit, so why not just take our shot at the idiot that is?
Screw that guy.
Yeah.
Now that we offended everybody, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, troll
Downloads will drop down to 2. Troll on, everybody.